接着我们又再有一次时间来一同来看看真言书。
So we thank the Lord that we have this time once again to look into the book of Proverbs.
我们翻到下半段的真言来看的时候，
When we look into the second half of the book of Proverbs,
你看大部分的标题上，不是圣经本身，标题上的提出一个我们读这本真言书的时候该留意的。
You can see in many of the headings of the chapters, not the Bible itself, but the headings will point a direction in which we ought to take note of.
那句标题的话，上次末了的时候我们稍微碰了一下。
We mentioned somewhat last time when we were together about some of those headings.
但是如果我们真要读真言书的话，
But if we were truly to read into the book of Proverbs,
十三章一直往后到几乎到末了，
From Proverbs chapter 13 basically to the end,
都提出这样的一个方向，
Would give us such a direction.
你读真言的时候，
Well,
你不能光照字面来看。
When we read the book of Proverbs, we cannot merely look at the letter of the word.
如果你看按照字面来看的话，有许多的话你没有办法读得懂。
If we are merely to look at the letter of the word, there are many things that we cannot understand.
因为其中有些话是一面就告诉你这样，另一面你也不可以这样。
Because on the one hand, it teaches us we can do so this way, and on the other hand, it says we cannot do so the other way.
究竟是可以还是不可以？
Then the question remains, actually, are we able to take such action or not?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
是有这么一些的言语词句在这里。
Yes, there may be such words and sentences there.
但是主自己用话来说明为什么是这样。
But the Lord himself explains to us why is it this way.
所以那个小标题里面所提的是善恶恶意垂为真言。
So some of those headings were would be to these are the proverbs that will help us.
我很感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
因为真言书弟兄姊妹到现在为止应该已经能掌握到它的意思。
I think brothers and sisters at this point we can somewhat grasp of the meaning of the proverbs.
它是教导后辈的人知道怎样来跟随主。
It is to teach those who are following how we ought to follow the Lord.
但是他又好像没有正规的把事情摆得很明确，是或者是不是。
But yet it does not place the matter before us directly, yes or no.
有些时候是是的转几篇过去的时候，你又看到可以。
And it seems like we would read previously the contrast of yes, it is possible, and a few chapters later we will read that we cannot.
那弟兄姊妹你就必须要留意了。
So then, brothers and sisters, we must understand.
究竟是可以还是不可以？
The question remains: Are we able to take such action or not?
因为我们以为可以，我们就可以放下去。这行。
For if we believe we can take such action, we can boldly move forward.
如果说是不可以，那我们就不去碰它。
If the teaching is to say no, then we cannot touch it.
但是难处就在这里。
Yet that's where the difficulty lies.
一个地方说可以。
One place would say yes.
一个地方就是不可以。
And another passage would say no.
那究竟是可以还是不可以？
So the question is, can we or can we not?
如果从十三章开始，我们往前去看。
If we start forward from chapter 13.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主已经一而再再而三地提出了一个大前提。
Now the Lord continues repeatedly to tell us of this premise.
你看十三章第一节。
Chapter 13 verse 1.
智慧子听父亲的教训，邪慢人不听责备，人因口所结的果子必享美福，奸诈人必遭强暴。
A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke.A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressors shall eat violence.
从你的话，我都没有去仔细去算。真言书里面数了多少遍。
Similar words we can see repeated throughout the Proverbs, but yet I did not number how many.
但是在感觉上就觉得神说这一个这样的话，说了很多遍很多遍的。
Yet the feeling we have from reading the book of Proverbs, God have repeated such words, like words, many times.
一再提醒我们要听父亲的教训。
And God continues to remind us we must hear the Father's instruction.
要跟随母亲的引导。
And we must follow the instruction of the mother.
弟兄姊妹已经知道了，这里说的父亲跟母亲，并不是说到我们在地上生活的那一种光景。
Now, brothers and sisters, we already realize when it speaks of the father and the mother, it is not speaking of the general situation condition of earth.
乃是说到我们灵里面的实在的光景。
But it is speaking of our actual condition in our spirit.
灵里面有没有神的话？
Now, within us, if we have the word of God,
如果有神的话，那你可以往前走。
If we have the word of God, we can proceed forward.
如果没有神的话，你不要乱闯。
If we do not have the word of God, do not move recklessly forward.
因为你乱闯的话，你一定闯到一个地方看不见主。
For if we insist to move forward without the word of God, we surely will not see the Lord.
如果你按照神的话来跟随的时候，你一定碰到神。
Yet if we follow according to the word of God, surely we will meet God.
但是问题的困扰就是刚才我提出来的，有些地方说可以，有些地方说不可以。
But the issue continues to be what I mentioned earlier. There are some passages that says yes, and some that says no.
那所以在这许许多多的个案的里面，我们不会一个个案来看。
Therefore, in such individual cases, scenarios, we would not look at them one by one.
我早就说过了，我挑其中一部分的事情来留意。
I've mentioned before, I will only select a few of these matters for us to take note of.
我想我还是回头和弟兄姊妹们从一个生活上的习惯来注意。
Again, I just go back to one daily habit that we can pay attention to.
圣经里是这样明明的说。
And the Bible clearly says,
不要喝酒。
Do not drink wine.
为什么？
Why?
理由只有一个。
There is only one reason for it.
因为你们是王。
For you are kings.
你做王的就不要喝酒。
For if you are a king, you do not drink wine.
但是问题就在，我们翻到圣经来看的时候，许多时候我们看见王家在那里摆宴席。
But when we turn to the scriptures, we see many a times where it is the royal family that will be having the feast with wine.
以色列记在里头说到那个巴比伦王摆了宴席，哦，全国都来赴宴。
We can see of the royal feast that is in Esther, the book of Esther, how the whole nation came to enjoy of the feast.
那究竟可以喝还是不可以喝？
So then, are we able to drink wine or not?
如果你读到一个地方，
if we read a certain passage,
那翻到最末后的那一章，
if we go to the very last chapter,
31章。
Proverbs chapter 31.
我们留意第四节开始吧。
We can begin with verse 4.
利禄伊勒啊，君王喝酒，君王喝酒不相宜。王子说浓酒，浓酒在哪里？也不相宜，恐怕喝了就忘记律例，颠倒一切困苦人的是非。
It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for prince strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted.
这里很有意思，是不是？
Now, isn't this very interesting?
在这里明明点着喝酒的是君王。
It says very clearly it is the kings who drink.
但是他明明指着喝酒的说，君王不可以喝酒。
But it is specifically speaking to the kings, not for kings to drink wine.
究竟是可喝还是不可喝？
So then, are we able to drink wine or not?
就是这，因为我们常常会想。
And then, brothers and sisters, often we think,
既然圣经里面有那么例子可以叫让人喝酒。
The scriptures have examples where we can drink wine.
那当然是可以喝的。
Of course, then that means we can drink wine.
但是这里这话说得蛮清楚。
But here is rather clear.
君王不可以喝酒。
It is not for kings to drink wine.
现在就回到一个很基本的问题。
So we return to a very basic question.
就是你是谁？
The question is, who are we?
圣经里是说，君王不可以喝酒。
Here the Bible says it is not for kings to drink wine.
连浓酒摆在那里都不相宜。
Not for prince, strong drink.
那究竟我们是不是可以不喝酒？
So then the question is it that possible that we do not drink wine?
这里的话说这么好，说蛮严肃的。
The words here are quite severe, serious.
不是能不能喝的问题。
It's not an issue of whether we can drink or not.
这里就说了，它摆在那里也不相宜。
But even for the strong drink to be placed in our presence,is not right.
那究竟对酒我们用什么态度来看呢？
Therefore, what is our attitude in terms of wine?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神提出这样的一个要求。
When God has such a requirement.
一个最基本的现实乃是说。
A very, very basic
你们别忘记你是谁。
Requirement is that do not forget who you are.
如果你知道你是王，
if you know that you are king,
那你就不要喝了。
Then you ought not to drink.
不要碰着。
Do not touch it.
你说我们现在不是王啊。
You say, well, we are not yet kings.
如果是做王的话，那是将来在国度里面的事情啊。
If we are to be kings, it would be in the future when it is in the kingdom.
是在历史的安排上，神是这样给我们看见。
Yes, in terms of the timeline, that is what God has arranged for us.
到了国度的时候，
When we are in the kingdom,
你们所有做王的都不要碰酒。
All those who are kings ought not to touch wine.
为什么不能碰酒呢？
Why then?
他这里指出那个事实。
And here it points out that fact.
因为就怎么开始三十一章。
So when we look at chapter 31, brothers and sisters,
刚才已经念过一下了。
We have already read it earlier.
利木伊勒王啊。利木伊勒君王喝酒，君王喝酒不上瘾。王子说，浓酒在那里也不相宜，为什么？恐怕喝了就忘记律例，颠倒一切困苦人的是非。
Not for kings, O Lemuel, not for kings to drink wine, and for prince a desire of strong drink, lest he drink and forget the decree and change the judgment in any of the sons of affliction.
这王的是在判断事情。
And because you're a king, you're there to judge.
那这王的在判断事情，判断什么事情？
What are we as kings there to judge?
不是说今天午餐我们要吃什么？
It's not merely to have a judgment. Oh, what we have for lunch this afternoon.
这样就小事。
That is very, very minor.
这里哪些说的？
But here it is speaking of
酒的功能。酒的功能。
The function of the drink, of the wine.
它是指叫人蒙蒙蔽蔽啊，喝过也喝醉了。
After we have drunk, then we would become very confused and we would get drunk.
你喝醉了，你怎么处理国事啊？
And if we are drunk, how can we tend to the matters of the kingdom?
这是一个很具体的问题。
This is a very practical issue.
所以他在那里就说了，喝酒，君王喝酒，不像你。
So it says, it is not for kings. It is not for kings to drink wine.
你说他平民又怎么样？
Then you might continue to ask, what about the commoner?
我们还没做王以前，我们都是平民啊，好像。
Well, it seems as if before we were kings, we were all commoners.
那我们是不是可以喝？
Does that mean then, as commoners, we can drink?
但是在原则上来说，就是不要喝。
Of course, in principle, it is not to drink.
但是很稀奇的。
But strangely,
圣经里面有好多地方是让你看见属神的人都在喝酒。
In the scriptures, there are many who belong to God, they drink.
但是你有什么要看清楚？
But brothers and sisters, be clear.
是。
Yes.
属神的人也可以喝点酒。
Those who belong to God can drink some wine.
喝点酒跟喝酒喝到酗酒，那两件不同的事。
To have a little wine or to drink in excess, that we become a drunkard, that is too completely.
保罗也劝过提摩太。
Even Paul have encouraged Timothy.
听说你胃口进来不太行。
You don't have a good appetite, you have stomach issues.
可以少微用点酒。
Now you can have a little wine with your food.
弟兄们看到那个区别没有？
So brothers and sisters, do you see the distinction?
保罗叫要提摩太喝点酒。
Paul encouraged Timothy to take some wine with his food.
功用在哪里？
Where's the function there?
在治病。
It is for his illness.
弟兄们看到那个区别没有？
So brothers and sisters, do you see the difference?
如果你不是为了治病的原因，
If not for sake of your illness.
那你又是要有王的身份。
So those of us who have the status of king,
不管你已经坐上那个王位还是没坐上那个王位，
whether we are already seated on the throne or not,
你必须要学习到一个地步，你和这个东西界限分别得很清楚。
We must be to a learning that we are very clearly drawn that separation, that boundary between us and those matters.
那我们一碰到这样的问题的时候，困扰不困扰？
Therefore, when we encounter such issues, are we troubled or not?
反正感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我认识一个弟兄。
I know of this brother.
在没信主以前开酒吧的。
Before the Lord, he was owned a bar.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当主后来有了机会听到了福音，信了主。
Because of the Lord giving him this opportunity, he heard the gospel and he believed in the Lord.
他有点踌躇了。
Then he was very troubled.
他读经读到这个地方。
When he read the scriptures to a passage.
那是不是可以喝酒？
Does it mean I can drink wine?
还是不可以喝酒？
Or I cannot?
就像刚才我提了，但他心里在想，
And he is pondering in his heart.
说王子就不要喝酒。
As a king, we ought not to drink wine.
他就想了。
So he thought,
我现在也不是还没有做王。
Now I am yet to be king.
等到我做王的时候我再说吧。
Perhaps wait till I'm king and then I'll give it some thought.
但是很有意思。
But very meaningfully.
从那个时候开始。
From that point on.
他里面非常的不平安。
He was not restful.
那个就不是因为他倡导君王不要喝浓酒。
It's not because he saw that a prince ought not to desire strong drink.
因为他从另一个地方就看见。
Because
明明指出酒对人会发生一个功用。
But from another passage, he clearly saw that there's this effect that wine will have on men.
叫你失丧意志。
That you will lose your will.
叫你失丧哈管狭管你生活上的一些事情的 了解和
But you will lose control understanding of certain things, matters in your life.
那不就与做王 有关没关没扯上关系。
So whether those effects of wine has to do with being a king or not,
做王不是不喝酒。
There's no impact to him, but as a king,
有他的任务。
There is no impact, but as a king,
平民不喝酒。
You have your duty, and as a commoner,
因为免得你酗酒了，你就失去了你的意志的智力。
As a commoner, by drinking, you will lose your self-control of the will and of the matters at hand.
两件不同的事情会带出一个相同的结果。
So with these two different positions, it will still bring forth a similar result.
失去了神的管理。
That you will lose out on the government of God.
疏忽了神的劝诫。
And you have neglected the instruction of God.
但是在箴言书里面就说得很清楚。
In the book of Proverbs, it's very clear.
你们要听从神的话。
And that we have to obey the instruction of God.
你们就会不这样，不这样，不这样。
Then we will avoid this and we won't do that.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是其中一个例子。
And this is one example.
那如果我们要找这样的例子。
Now we were to look for such example.
好，他提出的例子好多，是你是可以找到不少那个两三碰撞的那个解说的。
那 and what the brother's example is, we can encounter many passages that will give us direction in this way or another.
当这个弟兄在他信主以后不太久。他就想到这个问题。
So this brother, shortly after he believed in the Lord, he considered this matter.
酒既然给人那么许多的坏处。
If wine has such bad impact upon man,
那我怎么还可以开酒吧呢？
Why then I can still be owner of a bar?
我说，哎呦，要把酒吧关掉了。
I have to close my business.
但是问题在这。
But that's the issue.
关了酒吧以后
After I close my bar,
我吃什么？
How would I make a living?
我的家人吃什么？
How would I supply for my family?
这是一个好大的挣扎。
So this is a big struggle.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主恩待他。
The Lord was gracious to him.
结果给他下了决心。
And he was determined.
又把他的开的那个酒吧关掉了。
So he closed his business.
那他是不是很愁苦呢？
So was he sorrowful?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他不但没有愁苦。
Not only was he not sorrowful.
他相反的。还非常非常的喜乐。
But on the contrary, he was extremely, extremely joyful.
因为他在神面前看见自己做了一件对神的心意的事。
Because in his heart, he saw that he acted, he did that which was right in the sight of God.
因为在箴言书里边，你多少次碰到这一句话。
And many times we see these words in the book of Proverbs.
要听从父亲的话。
That we must give instruction, take instruction from the father.
要跟随母亲的训诫。
We must obey the teaching of the mother.
弟兄姊妹，我想我们已经读了那么多次。
So brothers and sisters, I think we have read through Proverbs quite a bit.
我们已经可以肯定了。
We can be assured.
这里所说的父亲的话跟母亲的劝慰，我不再是口头上的言语。
I think when it says the word of the father and the instruction of the mother, it is not just a slogan that we have.
而是神的安排，定规了。你要学习跟随主，你就按照主的那个律法去行走。
But if we are determined to follow the Lord, then we must follow according to His law, to His word.
你说这个事情有那么重要吗？
You might question then, is this really that important?
我想我们如果在细读这个箴言书的时候，
if we do read carefully,
你一定发觉这样的一件事。
The book of Proverbs will discover this.
什么是这？
What is that?
你说箴言书摆在哪里？
You say that the book of Proverbs is placed before us.
乃是神非常明白的指出我们一个准确跟随主的学习和操练是什么。
It is clearly placed before us that God shows us if we follow Him what that exercise ought to be.
一个明显的记号就是
A very clear sign is
我们跟随主根据什么？
As we follow the Lord, what is it according to?
根据神的话。
It is according to the word of God.
根据圣灵的管理。
It is according to the government of the Holy Spirit.
像刚才我所提到
I have mentioned earlier,
这两句话在箴言书里头不晓得给提用了多少次。
These words are repeated quite a few times in the book of Proverbs.
好，我撇开喝酒的这件事。
So now we move forward from this matter of drinking wine.
我们找另外一件事情，来再看一看。
If we consider yet another matter.
很有意思。
It is also very meaningful.
那弟兄姊妹们，你可以发现一件事。
Brothers and sisters, you can discover.
那就是这个箴言书到了最比较末后的地方的时候
，near the end of the book of Proverbs，
就提到了一件事。
This matter is mentioned.
那件事是什么呢？
What is that?
我们看到这个箴言书里面就提出了一件事。
We see that in the book of Proverbs, this matter is mentioned.
这件事乃是
This matter is concerning.
西西家王,
this matter that is mentioned is concerning Hezekiah.
把所罗门没有写在他上头的那些诗句。
It is concerning the other proverbs which Solomon had but was not written.
那是25章。
And that is Proverbs chapter 25.
以下。 也是所罗门的箴言，是犹大王西西家的人所誊写的，将是隐秘乃神的荣耀，将是洽清乃君王的荣耀。天之高，地之厚，君王的之心也测不。 也测不透，除去银子的渣子，就有银子出来。银杖能以造器皿，除去王面前的恶人，我为才会才靠公义建立。不要在王面前妄自尊大。不要读完。
We have read Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 1 to the first half of verse 6.
但弟兄姊妹，你读过，你都清楚有一个体会。
So brothers and sisters, if we have read this, and we would have this understanding.
但是一个问题在这个事情以前。
But before we get into that,
所罗门所没有写出来的箴言，怎么会西西家的王的人把他们？
Now, these are the proverbs of Solomon, which was not recorded, but how is it that the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out?
按事情来看，我们没办法能领会的。
According to the facts or historical event, we cannot understand.
所罗门没有记在他的箴言里，西西家王的人却把这个事情。
These are the proverbs of Solomon, yet if he did not transcribe them, but it was the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, who copied them out.
没有说出什么理由。
And put in the Bible, it did not tell us the reason.
所罗门所留下的，西西家给他补上去。
What left behind remained of Solomon, Hezekiah, have filled in.
那我们就少回来留意了。
Then we can take note of this matter.
西西家一定是有一些事情在神面前做得对。
There ought to be some matters concerning Hezekiah that he have done rightly before God.
也有一些事情在神的面前做得不太对。
There are also matters that he did not do so well before God.
那因此神就拿西西家的这个人所经历的事情补进所罗门应该说没有说的。
So then God will use this individual Hezekiah to fill that which Solomon spoke but did not transcribe.
真言书没有把西西家的事情提出来。 只是提到他的名字给用作来补进所罗门的箴言。
The book of Proverbs does not speak concerning the matters of Hezekiah, but only used his name and mentioned the fact that he transcribed the Proverbs that Solomon did not write in.
什么原因?
What is the reason?
好,我们就从西西家的历史上面来注意这一件。
So, then we'll take note from the history of Hezekiah to consider this matter.
因为这里说你们可以参考其他的事情，然后才做出做真言的。
Because then you have to consider this matter with other references before it is a problem.
你不要管他是谁说出来，只要他说出来的，说到神心里的意念，那个就是真言。
Regardless of who the speaker is, But that which is spoken of the will of God, that is a proverb.
隐藏了神的真道的，那就不是真言。
If it hides the truth of God, then that is not a proverb.
你们自己可以去比较比较，衡量一下。
We can compare and make the balance.
那你查到西西家。
So when we mention about Hezekiah,
你说西西家这个人，他做王做得好吗？
Would you consider Hezekiah to be a good king?
从他个人来说，好。
Personally speaking, yes.
但是从他得着了众人的崇拜以后，就好像不太对了。
But after he received the adoration of the people, it seems as if he was going downhill and not very good.
西西家的事情记载在以赛亚书上。
The matters of Hezekiah is recorded in Isaiah.
弟兄姊妹都知道，西西家一做王以后。
Brothers and sisters, remember after Hezekiah was king.
犹大那个时候就给就给亚述国欺压得非常厉害了。
Judah was suppressed by Assyria very greatly.
亚述要打通海，打通他们西方的通路啊。
That the enemy wanted to besiege them and cut off their channel on the west side.
来巩固他这个大王国。
So that the Syrian Empire can build strength through their own dynasty.
所以说好，除东方东征西讨以外，那么他西方发展是亚述国的一个非常明显的国策。
That was a very evident strategy of the kingdom of Assyria that they wanted to expand westward.
当西西王，西西家做王的时候。
But after King Hezekiah was on the throne,
亚述的大军就向西方来推进。
The great army of the Syrians was sweeping through westward.
那西西家的王啊，还对不起，亚述的王啊，还写了一封信给西西家。
Even the king of Assyria wrote a letter to Hezekiah.
是夸口。
He was boastful.
西西家，你别要这种什么，你以为你能抵挡我们亚述的大军吗？我们这次来进攻你，要把你整个的灭掉啊。
Hezekiah, don't deceive yourselves that we are coming to attack you and we intend to destroy you.
这是起初的一点起头。
And that was just merely the beginning.
等到后来亚述的军队来到了以色列的边界了。
Later on, as the army of Assyria came to the borders of Israel.
那时他按照圣经上给我们所看到的，他们当时的战略是可以，他的兵可以分成两路，一路是南下对付以色列，另一路就是继续往西走来对付，要拿下那个大西洋那边那个势力。
According to what the scriptures tell us, we're able to understand the army had two possible strategies as they were at the border of Israel. They can continue to move westward, or they can also divide and go southward to take Israel.
所以这个先是亚述王写了一封信给西西家。
So first, the king of Assyria wrote this letter to Hezekiah.
要他投降。
To ask him to surrender.
你不投降，我们 大军就到了。
If you don't surrender when our army comes,
这是开头一点点。
Then that's just the first initial contact.
西西家收到父这一封信。
And when Hezekiah received this letter,
他怎么办呢？
What did he do?
如果你说那个时候的国力来比较，他没办法跟亚述国来对抗的。
If you were to compare the military strength at that time, it was uncomparable to the great army of Assyria.
但是如果犹大国给亚述拿掉这个事情，他们自己固然受不了，他们也想到神也恐怕不允许。
Yet, if they were to surrender, on the one hand, the people, the kingdom of Judah cannot bear this, they also consider this was not something that God himself would allow.
但是他就求助，上哪里求助呢？
So he was looking for help. Where does his help come from?
在那个时候没有一个国家，就算是所有的那边的国家联合起来对付亚述国，也不是亚述的对手。
He cannot ask help from any of the other kingdoms, or the other nations, even if they combined together was not able to win over the army of Assyria.
那如果不是这样的话，那怎么办呢？
If that's the case, what should he do?
在那个时候，
at that time,
西西家就找到以赛亚。
Hezekiah sought out Isaiah,
告诉他亚述来对付我们，
and told Isaiah that Assyria,
我们没有办法应付他，
is coming to deal with us, and we cannot handle this.
只有神做我们的拯救，我们才有出路。
And only if God is our salvation, then we have a way out.
那是你看到西西家做了一件对的事。
At that particular example, you can see that Hezekiah did rightly.
在我想象里，
in my imagination,
他在哪里见以赛亚呢？
Where did he meet Isaiah the first time?
他是到圣殿那边去。
He met Isaiah at the temple.
跟以赛亚碰头。
He met up with Isaiah there.
就请求以赛亚向神祷告，求神来应付这个亚述的军队。
Asked Isaiah to plead unto God in order for them to face this army of Assyria.
当然，神的管理就当让当时亚述的军队是先卷上西方，因为他一条路这样子来，往这边去到西方去，往这边来就是以色列。
So if we look at the map and the track of the Syrians, they were heading westward. They can continue forward westward, or they can somewhat move southward toward Israel before they continue west.
我们不是当时的人，所以我们没办法做很实际的知道当时的历史是怎么样。
We are not the people of that time, so we cannot accurately know of the history at that time, but we see the sovereignty of God.
但是从历史的遗址上来，大概可以猜到他们那个进攻的路线是如此。
Yet, from the remains, traces of history, we can speculate and gather this is perhaps their intent along the journey.
等到他上西方这事情做过了，那回过头来就是对付以色列。
And so they continue westward, and then they turn around to deal with Israel.
亚述的那个将军还写了一封信来，是羞辱犹大到一个很厉害的地步，要求他们不仅是投降，连一切都要交出来。
And that the general of the Syrian army wrote a very shameful letter to shame Israel and demanding that they would do all these things.
那西西家看了那封信，
and when Hezekiah saw that letter,
他怎么办呢？
What did he do?
他有什么办法呢？
What can he do?
一点办法都没有。
He had no way about it.
但是他又做了一件对的事。
But yet he did that which was right.
又是一个人去 找到以西亚，又是到了圣殿。当然他们不是进了内院，只是进了圣殿的那个范围里边一点交通以后。
And again, he went to seek out Isaiah. It was in the temple, just on the outer court, not in the holy place. And after they had fellowship,
他大概是回了一封信，回了一封信给那个犹啊亚述的将军拒绝。
And so he wrote back a letter to the Syrian general to reject his letter to for them to surrender.
那所以事情就往坏处。
Of course, then, this will take a bad turn.
那时候你看当时的情形。
And we can see that is the situation at that time.
犹大没有同伴。
On earth, Judah did not have any companions.
如果犹大能找到同伴。
If Judah can seek out help.
他只往天找。
It is only above to look to the heavens.
谢谢。
We thank God.
当时的西西家做对了这个事情。
And this was what which Hezekiah did correctly.
他一再的到神面前，把犹大的难处放在神的监察里。
He continued to place the hardship which Judah faced under the examination under the eyes of God.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神的心动。
God's heart was moved.
神就跟差人告诉以赛亚，叫他转告西西家。
So God sent a word to Isaiah for him to give to Hezekiah.
犹大人是这样如此来看我，我就让他看看。
Since this is the way that Judah views me, let me show Judah.
为什么神耶和华神不能得罪的？
That's to show Judah the people that they cannot sin against God.
所以当亚述的军队围绕着耶路撒冷，打占了蛮多的犹大的地方的时候。
So when the Syrian army came to besiege Jerusalem after they have already taken much of the land of Judah,
神激动了。犹大的应该是王太子吧，他们翻个船头来对付自己国家的军队，并且杀了亚述王。
And so, God's hand was at work. It was the prince of the Syrian army, the family. Actually, they were the ones who rose up to kill their own father, their own family.
那这样犹大就得拯救了。
Because of that, then Judah was delivered.
这个事情说明了，犹大在神面前做对了事情，不仅是挽回他自己，也挽回了神所选召的国。
In doing the right action, Hezekiah not only delivered the nation, but also himself, but also the nation which God has chosen.
但是问题是怎么样呢？
Then what continues?
这一件事情，西西家是做对了。
In this matter, Hezekiah did rightly.
犹大完全从亚述的手脱离出来。
The Judah was completely delivered under the hand of Assyria.
那西西家也算是一个好的王。
So Hezekiah was considered a good king.
所以在西亚述人的压迫停止了以后，他也实实在在在那里建设犹大国。
So after the suppression of the Syrian army was taken away, he did establish the kingdom of Judah.
但是很不幸的。
But sadly,
一天
，one day，
医生就告诉我。西西家
The physicians told Hezekiah,
你患的是重病啊。
You have a grave illness.
很可能不能没有挽回的方法。
Perhaps there is no cure.
西西家一听到这个消息。
And when Hezekiah heard this news,
他觉得受不了。
He could not bear it.
他就 一个人就跑到神的面前。
So he himself, he ran before God.
上神祷告。
He prayed to God.
那么弟兄姊妹，你把以赛亚书上细细加那个祷告出来的时候，你就知道了。
So brothers and sisters, when we read Isaiah and read about his prayer, we will know.
神说细细加，我要接你走了。
And God told Hezekiah, I will take you home.
西西家心里头就很不愿意。
And Hezekiah was not willing for that.
他就到神面前祷告，祷告什么呢？
So he went before God to pray.
他说神啊，
What did he pray? He said, God,
你使用我，
that you use me, God,
来拯救那个犹大，
to save Judah.
也拯救过来了
and we have been delivered.
并且也把犹大建设起来了
and we have established now Judah.
我继续这样上去，我会做得更好更好。
Now, if you allow me to continue on, I will do even
better. 怎么这个时候你把我接走呢？
Why is it now you will take me away?
我辛辛苦苦来承担了犹大的国。
I have been so diligent and so much effort to bear the responsibility of the nation of Judah.
神那里没有让我能平平安安的度过一些日子，又要把我接走。
But God, you did not allow me to have restful, peaceful days, and now you will take me home.
他没有说出这样的话语。
He didn't verbalize those words.
但我们能想猜得到，他一定会有这样的话语。
But we can imagine those are his words.
神啊，你就在这，你现在让我走，我走得太快了吧
？If I go now, isn't that a bit too early for me?
我都没有想过犹大国复兴的。那种滋味
I have not tasted of the prosperity of the kingdom of Judah.
我就要走了
And I have to go.
神啊，你不能多给我一点恩典吗？
God, would not you be able to give me more grace?
你读以赛亚书，你能读到一个事实，以赛西西家那时候在希勒王在神面前是好像很伤心凄凉的在那里哭着做这些祷告
And you can see how Hezekiah wept sorely before God and pleading, prostrating, with God in that way, in his prayer.
那结果呢神就告诉以赛亚你去告诉我西西家王
So as a result, God told Isaiah to tell Hezekiah.
因着他这样的恳求
Because he pleaded like this way.
我多给他十五年。
I will give him another 15 years.
西西家就多活了十五年。
So Hezekiah lived another 15 years.
问题在这里。
That is the issue.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这一段历史的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when we are familiar with his history.
你就会发觉一个很严肃的问题在那。
We'll discover a very serious issue there.
不错。西西家多活了十五年。
That's right. Hezekiah lived another 15 years.
西西家又在这十五年里面得了一个儿子。
And in these 15 years, Hezekiah had this son.
这一个儿子就是马拿西。
And his son was Manasseh.
你在以赛亚书的后半那里，你能知道这个历史的事实。
In the second half of the book of Isaiah, you can see about this history.
当西西家王被主接走了以后，十五年后
，and 15 years later, after Hezekiah was taken by God,
马拿西就接上来做王。
Manasseh reigned in his place.
马拿西一接下来做王，就把整个犹大作为神的国显现的基础的这一个应许弄得一塌糊涂。
It was Manasseh who utterly ruined the plan of God to use the kingdom of Judah as a vessel to manifest his will.
造成犹大国以后那些年 就是亚拿西的子孙出来的那几十年，犹大就成了一个偶像的国。
And created such a situation, even those who followed after Manasseh became a nation of idol.
你要是读以西结书还是读以赛亚书，你看到当时犹大堕落到一个什么情形呢？
If we were to read the other prophetic books, Ezekiel and so forth, we can see what is the condition of the nation of Judah.
祭司长的太太带着一批的妇女，又带着许许多多是神所不接受的那些祭物进到圣所里，进到至圣所里头，搁在那里要上神仙祭。
It was the wife of the chief priest. It was the wife of the chief priest herself leading the woman and all that which is detestable unto God into the holy place to worship.
弄到一个这样的地步。
It was to such a horrible condition.
当然，犹大那个时候就成了外邦国的一个所压制的小国。
Of course, the kingdom of Judah at that time was a small kingdom that was oppressed by all those around.
虽然后来拿阿西的孙子约书亚、约西亚给兴起来的时候有一点点的苏醒，但是没有用。
Though the grandson of Manasseh, Josiah, was risen later on with some revival, yet that was not very lasting.
因为整个的犹太在那个时候，除了国王跟少数的官员以外，全都是拜偶像去了。
During the time of Josiah, besides the king himself and a small number of the officials, the entire nation were idol worshippers.
这样的一个事情，
and this condition
就让犹大从地上给消灭了。
Under this condition, then the kingdom of Judah was destroyed on earth.
给巴比伦国来灭掉了。
It was destroyed by the kingdom of Babylon.
现在我们要问。
So then we must ask,
如果从人的眼光来看，
in the sight of man,
西西家求长寿这一件事情对还是不对？
For Hezekiah to ask for long life, is that right or wrong?
神应许西西家多了是五年，是好事还是不太好？
That God agreed to add 15 years to Hezekiah's life. Is that a good thing or not so good?
我们可以看到。
We could be able to see.
你要是读以西亚书的时候，你看到西西家当时真是哭得很可怜的，在神的面前，神啊，你现在要我走，我还不想走，我为你劳苦了那么许许多多，我一天都没享用过，现在你把我接走，哎呀，神啊，给我多活的日子吧。
When we read the book of Isaiah, we can see how sorely Hezekiah wept before God. Oh God, how diligent and hardworking I was before you, and now you will take me away. Please give me a few more years so I can enjoy. And that's the way he pleaded before God.
他哭得那么凄凉，
he wept so bitterly, so sorely.
把神的心都唱软了。
And he just made soft the heart of God.
好，多给你十五年。
I will grant you another 15 years.
好，站在人的立场上。
Now in the sight of man.
西西家在神面前这样的祷告和这样的承受恩典，合宜不合宜？
For the way in which Hezekiah prayed before God and how he received grace before God, is that right? Is it appropriate or not?
我个人看，
personally speaking,
其实他就是因为有这样的一个经历，才给后来的人把他一些 其实我们再补充的话，写进这真言书里。
Personally, I believe that because of Hezekiah's very experience, that it was mentioned in Proverbs that he was used to copy out the Proverbs which was of Solomon.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当我们看到西西家这一个王的时候。
When we look at this king, Hezekiah.
你不能说他不是一个好王。
We cannot say he was not a good king.
你不能说他不是一个不留意神的心思的王。
We cannot say he was not a king that was not mindful of the heart of God.
他不会一碰到难处就跑掉不管。
He would not be one when difficulty comes, he'll just run away and just escape it.
对付亚述王的针对不行求神去。
And we cannot handle the forces of the Syrian army. I will ask God, I will plead with God.
我现在建设犹大建设的那么好所以我先走了那我怎么好走呢
Now, I have established the kingdom and God is to take me away. How can I let go?
从外面来看
externally speaking,
西西家所做的都没有什么可谈 给人批评的。
Outwardly, what he has done cannot be criticized by men.
虽然这一个事情神答应了西西家多十五年。
Even though in this matter itself, God agreed to give 15 years to Hezekiah.
但是一个很明显的事实乃是
But a very evident fact is this.
犹大灭亡的那个根源种下来了。
That set the very seed that would be the root for the destruction of Judah.
这一个种下来的责任西西家要承担一大半。
The responsibility consequence of such a seed being planted falls heavily upon Hezekiah.
神这样的一个恩典对西西家来说是恩典但是对神的旨意来说是一个拖延和损害。
For such a favor which God bestowed upon Hezekiah to Hezekiah, it was grace.
那现在我们来了，看到西西家的话进到那个真言书里的时候。
But as far as the will of God is concerned, it was a hindrance and a delay.
我们不能不问了。我们不能不问了。
Then when we look at the Proverbs, which was mentioned by Hezekiah, we must ask this question.
神给西西家那十五年的增寿是祝福还是祸患
Then the 15 years,
我们很容易看到哦，神的祝福好大多加给了十五年
which God gave into Hezekiah was a blessing or did it become a woe we can see the greatness of God's grace
但是灵里头如果苏醒的人他能看到神在他的预先的安排里做了一点修改这一点修改在人看来是恩典但是在神的眼中神好像觉得我这十五年给你是给的很辛苦的。
In God's sovereignty, in his pre-knowledge, God has made some revisions. As far as man is concerned, this was a wonderful grace that was bestowed for our blessing, for man's blessing. But as far as God is concerned,It was very difficult, harmful for him to give such a blessing.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为人看的是眼前的。
Because what man views is right before our eyes.
但是神看的是长远的。
But God's sight is on that which
神灵遇到的
far.
是国度的开展。
What God takes note of is the progression of the kingdom.
西西家就劝了这一点。
And that is what Hezekiah lacked.
所以他哭了，过去神说好啊，给你十五年了。
So Hezekiah pleaded and bitterly and sorely, and God granted him his request of adding 15 years.
他在那里说了一个话。
And he was very happy there, he said.
只有我在生之年能看到神的恩典，我就满足了。
He said that as far as I can see the grace of God in my days, then I will be satisfied.
弟兄说我们不能不问了。
Then, brothers and sisters, we must ask.
西西家多了那十五年的恩典。
Since Hezekiah received another 15 years of grace,
却重杀了犹大几乎在地上给消灭的根基。
Yet, because of such an action, it almost, seemingly, would be the foundation for the destruction of Israel.
不然的话，西西家比这个所罗门晚那么年代，他们家里的人就把就把所罗门所写的，好像他觉得是要捐钱的，补上到真言书里。
So it was Hezekiah who was many generations removed from Solomon, yet he was the one named that copied out, transcribed the proverbs of Solomon.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这是一个很严肃的。历史教训
啊 ，This is a very solemn lesson in history.
说出了一个什么事情呢
？What does it point out for us?
说出了在真言书里头一直提醒说种子啊，或者在对单独人说儿子啊的时候呢，都是讲那一句话。
It repeatedly to tell the son or the sons, it repeats those words.
什么话
？What are those words？
你要听从父亲的话。
Obey the instruction of the father。
你们要接受母亲的训诲。
And receive the teaching of the mother。
因为父亲的话，母亲的训诲，都是固定我们在跟随主的那条正路上。
Because the instruction of the father and the teaching of the mother would firm up, make steadfast our foot in the way of following the Lord.
所以我给弟兄姊妹们提一个意见。
So I mentioned this with brothers and sisters.
今天回去以后
After we return home,
如果你有兴趣
If you're interested,
你来把真言书从头看得末了。
Read again the entire book of Proverbs.
有多少次要听父亲的话
？How many times does it repeat to take the instruction of the father？
要跟随母亲的劝勉。
And to receive the teaching of the mother.
弟兄姊妹，你找不找出来
？Brothers and sisters，
你觉得谁会觉得稀奇的
？When you find the number, you'll discover.
怎么真言书不是很长的？一卷书里头说了那么许多次这样的话。
In this book of Proverbs, why is that repeated so many, many times?
而这样的话不是说地上的话。
Now, these words are not having an earthly meaning about our parents.
是说到天上的话。
But it is speaking of words above.
神不住的在那里用天上的话来维持神的子民一直把自己固定在神永远的计划里。
That God continues to use the words from above in order for His people to be steadfast on earth in the way, in His way.
这个是大事。
And that is the great thing.
我们是在感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然这耶稣里面有许多的事情，我们真的要动动脑筋才能领会这耶稣里面说什么。
There are indeed much thought that we have to give to the words in Proverbs in order to come to understand what it is getting at.
我虽然没有跟弟兄姊妹们很全部的那些个案来一个一个的看。
Even though we did not go into it individually, one by one, in these different scenarios.
但是我指出了那一个事实。
But the fact have been pointed out.
你怎么可以维持自己走在合神心意的路上，直到见主的面？
How is it that we can continue steadfastly to go on the way that is pleasing unto the Lord until we see Him face to face?
这耶稣真的是给了我们真言。
The book of Proverbs indeed has given us much proverbs.
跟随主的话。
To follow the word of the Lord.
随从圣灵恩膏的教训。
To follow the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
这是天上的话。
And these are words from above.
这不是地上的话。
These are not earthly words.
在地上你摸不到这些东西。
On earth, you cannot touch any of these matters.
因为你跟主没有生命上的连结。
If we are not united with the Lord in life.
那是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
现在我们和主是发生了这个生命的连结。
Now we are united with the Lord in life.
那属天的事就成了我们在地上的享用。
So the heavenly matters above become our enjoyment here on earth.
弟兄姊妹，你读以弗所书第一章你就读出来了。
So brothers and sisters, we read that from the book of Ephesians chapter
1. 神是把天上一切属灵的恩惠都赐给我们了。
That God have blessed us with all the spiritual blessings in the heavenlies.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
主向我们说了许多的话。
God, the Lord has spoken much words to us.
但是我们很能给神的话抓住。
May we be able to be grasped by the word of God.
在主还没回来以前，我们一直守着我们该守的地位。
In the days before our Lord's return, that we would steadfastly hold fast to our position which we have.
该抓住神要我们活的那一个见证，来见证神那荣耀的旨意。
That we would live out as witnesses the testimony which God desires for us to live out of His glorious will.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我想今天下午我就早晨我就是和弟兄姊妹们交通这么一点点。
I think I will end my sharing here with brothers and sisters this morning.
下礼拜可能是最后一次。
Next week, perhaps, most likely will be the last.
我先跟弟兄姊妹说。
So let me say to brothers and sisters first.
最后一次。
This last.
才是真言书里面的中心点。
This last time we have together, in fact, is the very central thought in the book of Proverbs.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹们先有你的预备。
So I do pray that brothers and sisters prepare ahead.
因为那个实实在在是把我们这些属地的人从属地带到属天。
Because in reality, that will bring us, which are earthly, to heavenly.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们一点有点祷告吧。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise and thank thee.
你再次借着你的老仆人向我们说了话。
Once again, you use your elderly servant to speak unto us.
你把正言的亮光再次摆在我们的面前。
Once again, you shed light upon the word of Proverbs to us.
愿意我们能够时刻记住我们的身份。
May we constantly remember our status.
常常的提醒我们，我们是一群做王的人。
Always remind us that we are those who are kings.
愿意我们在日常生活之中的行事为人单与属蒙的恩相称。
And so that we remind us that we would live a life that is worthy of the manner in which we're worthy that we have been called.
我们更是感谢你，借着你的仆人再次提醒我们。
The Lord, we thank thee once again. You remind us through your servant.
让我们从西西家的身经历的身上，能够看到我们自己当如何行。
So from the experiences of Hezekiah, we ought to see how we ought to live.
愿意我们能够活在你所命定的那个旨意之中。
So that we may live in that predetermined will of yours.
愿意我们时时刻刻的都成为一群是听父亲训诲、父亲诫命的人。
So that we constantly would be those who would obey, hear, receive the teaching, the instruction of the Father.
在我们的一生之中都不离弃母亲的训诲。
That all the days of our life we would not depart away from the teaching of our mother.
愿意我们就走在这条合理信义的正路之上。
So that we would continue on this right way which is pleasing to your heart.
直到你再次降临的时候。
Until your return.
让我们能够欢欢喜喜的见你面，必不致蒙羞。
So that we would receive you, meet you with gladness and joy, and not be ashamed.
我们这样感恩的祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray and give thanks in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.